News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We'll turn our attention to something actually completely different, I think it's fair to say, because our next guest was the man responsible for arming the stars of Game of Thrones, right from Jon Snow to the Night King. Tommy Dunn, the Game of Thrones weapons master, is on the line. Tommy, that's some title, Game of Thrones weapons master. I say the women love it.
Well, I don't know about that bit, but I love it. How are you, Kieran?
Not too bad. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Tell us, how many weapons passed through your hands during the series?
Oh my God, thousands, absolutely thousands. I mean, it's alone in the arrows, making arrows and fletchings and bows, and we're probably in the tens of thousands in that alone. But I'd say that there's at least 10,000 or 15,000 regarding the swords, spears, shields, quivers.
When you say fletching arrows, you mean these aren't arrows that are coming off a factory line. You're making them, is it?
We actually make them. We have to physically make them because we have to make sure that all the timber and the wood is rated, so it's proper archery and rated timber, so therefore it's safe and it won't shatter once you let it loose from a bow itself. So we have to make sure that the timber is good. And we have to put the tips on. We have to dye them. We have to put the fletchings, the feathers on them. Color tone them into different armies and different families. So it's a lot of work. Simple little things, but a lot of time consuming.
And how much input or say would you have had in terms of the types of weapons that were used? Would you have been able to say, look, that's actually not the type of weapon kind of that's in keeping with what we're going for here? Or would that have been a decision made by directors or writers or who?
In fairness, I was very lucky with this one because it normally depends on how sort of progressive or how directive the director is. The directors sometimes are like gods and they're treated that way as much as set. But the way we had them, we went through about 5-6 different directors per series. So we'd have 10 episodes and each one, you'd have a director directing one or two episodes. So they had a lot of say, but obviously with David and Dan, the showrunners, they were the ones that had most of it. But towards the weaponry or towards what should be there, what should not be there, it was totally down for myself and my team.
And then how did you come to your decisions then? Because it strikes me that, look, it's all fantasy what you're talking about here, but if you had to compare it to a period, you know, different scenes and different parts kind of compare to different periods, don't they? Like there's kind of everything from the Middle Ages to the Renaissance.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, we're in sort of a world. I know it's a fantasy because there are dragons involved and White Walkers and that kind of scenario. But that is the only fantasy part of it. I mean, the rest you try and keep it believable that it's a medieval feel or that kind of genre. So you make sure that everything's practical and it works and it's not too overpowering. You know, the swords and everything are of proper size and everything can be wielded and can be fought with.
Okay.
So you're not being sort of, you know, over the top with it to a certain degree.
And can I ask you one final question then? Were you happy with how it ended?
I was happy enough how it ended. Obviously, they tightened it all up, but I prefer the action. I prefer there was a big battle and then somebody got killed and then that's it all.
You weren't not a huge fan of this boardroom meeting outside where they all did a show of hands? No.
Not so much, no. When there's no weapons involved, I don't really watch as much. So
right.
All the lovey-dovey stuff. I prefer the battles.
Good man. Tommy Dunn, Game of Thrones Weapons Master. Thanks a million.